Oh, this is Professor Pepper, and this is and the answer to a trace and array list exercise. If you're in my class, you did this last Tuesday, but we didn't go over the answer. I want to show you some of the, first of all, show you the answer, and there you go. The when you send 6218 to Mystery 1, you should have gotten this answer. When you called Mystery 2 with the array list above it, you should have gotten this answer. And when you called Mystery 1, you should have gotten this answer the last time. If you got that answer and you know how to use debug, then you are probably done. And can move on to the next video. If not, let me explain some of the tricky things here. The first minor trick is that the size is 4, not 3, because size and length of an array are the natural numbering of it, not the index numbers. The other thing is this is never going to change because it's done inside the initialization section of the for loop. If it were done in one of these two sections, it'll get reevaluated every time. But in the first section, it only is used for initialization. The other really tricky thing is that we are going through the list, pulling out integer values, and then we put that into an int. And you might, and it, this is an integer, putting it into an int unboxes it. But then it unboxes back here. Not even positive it's going to do the same on all operating systems, but it will, this is a case where the auto unboxing is a little odd. So it's moving from an integer. When you use it here, it takes the int as an integer. See how in the remove method of an array list, you could send either an int or an object. It's taking it as an integer object, and it's removing the element, not the index, making you wonder how you would get at the index. The trick with this one, there's one more trick to this, which is you are taking out an element and inserting that same element into the beginning of the list. When you insert it into the beginning of the list, you change all the index numbers. So as it starts, runs this loop for 3, then 2, then 1, number 1 index is not going to be a 2, because you will have inserted a number at the beginning of the list by the time you get there. I'm going to tell you the trick to this one. And that is that realizing that add could either add to the end, which the first one will do because it only has one parameter. But when it's given two parameters, it's going to assume the first one's the index, and it will place at, in this case, at the zero index, so it'll put it at the beginning of the list. And every item after that will get its index number changed. So it'll have that same issue as the one above it, where the index numbers change as you go through the loop. Okay, so let's run this in debug. In order to get something into debug, you have to compile first, and then when you click your cursor in this, I'm going to put it on here, in this, either it'll have numbers, it'll just be white, and you get a stop sign to come up. When you run it, it's going to run in debug. So let's do that. Oops. Run it. Because it's a stop sign, I'll get debug. Okay, the way this works. First, the list has started out as 6218. So, actually, I'll show it to you. This says that there's a list with four elements. This says, here's the list, and shows you 0, 1, 2, and 3. And these are not going to change as you go. You're going to have to re-inspect it to see the change. So I'm going to step down, step button, and it's going to check whether 8, which is I is 3, so it's going to check 8 is less than 1. And it's not going to be. So it's going to skip the if, go straight to the for loop to reevaluate. Now the I has moved down to 2, and it's going to check again. This time it's going to check if 1 is less than 2, and it is. So it's going to do something with it. When you click here, it took the 1 and put it into element. And now it's going to remove 1, but it's actually going to remove index 2 because it's going to unbox that int back into an integer and use it as a value. Then it's going to add that 1 to the beginning of the list at using this command here. And when it does that, the 1 will become index 0, the 6 will become index 1, the 2 will become 3, and that'll affect us in our next loop. So I'm going to hit a step and then reevaluate. I'm now in my last item, and I'm going to see it doesn't change here. You have to close it up and come back in and look at it again. So I'll put that back again. Now see, I have the 1, 6, 2, and an 8. Okay, so now when you're here, the index is, I is 1, so it's going to check if index 1 is less than index 0. Index 1 is 6, and index 0 is 1. So it's not going to be less, and it's not going to do anything. And that ends it. Then it printed out the list. Okay. Let's do this again now for the second item. I'll get rid of the stop sign. Say I'm closing up. And run it for the second one. Okay. It's already printed the first trace window, because it already did this, came back up to the main menu. Now it's coming down to work with this second list. The second list is found right here. So its statement, it checked to see if 3 divisible by, when divided by, the list size was 3, I'm sorry. So the list size here is 3. It took 3 minus 1 and started at 2. So it's going to run 210. And 2 divided by 2 has no remainder. This is asking for the remainder. So it runs in and does this one. So it's looking for the second index. Let's look in and see what the second index is. So the second index is this one. It's going to take that 30 and use, that will resolve the list get I. It will add that 30 to the end of the list. So after this statement, while we have 3 elements, we're going to have 4 elements, and the fourth will be at the end of the list. And you can see that here I've got 4 elements. Then this time I has become a 1. It's not evenly divisible by 2, so it's going to use the else. The else is going to get the index at 1, because that's what I is. So the index at 1 is a 20. And it's going to take that 20 and put it to the beginning of the list. So after this statement, we should now have 5 elements in our array. And let's take a peek at what they are. It starts with a 20, then a 10, then I think another 20. Close that, try that again. Nope, it's giving me troubles. Okay, start that from scratch. 1, 2, 3. For some reason, it's giving me a hard time showing these, but you see this is 1, 2, 3, there's a I believe a 20 before that and a 30 after that. So the next thing it's going to do is check whether 0 divided by 2 has a remainder of 0. It's going to say it does. The I is 0. Ooh, and you can't see it. It's not showing it to me. If I close all these, it won't show it. Maybe because it's new? No, there it is. Okay, it's a 20. And it's going to take that 20 and add it to the end of the list. And that's how you get the 20 at the end of the list. That concludes this video.